Are you ready to discover who you came here to be? Welcome to the Human Design and Astro Club podcast. Human Design is a system and a tool that is here to empower you and show you your greatest potential. Come learn with us and discover who you really are. Welcome to the Human Design and Astro Club podcast. And welcome to the club. How are you? My name's Crystal. I am a 1-3 sacral generator. I am a rising Capricorn, Sagittarius sun, and an Aries moon.
And I am Leah. I am a 2-4 splenic projector, an Aquarius sun, Taurus moon, and Libra rising.
And welcome, welcome. As you can see, by the title of this episode, this is an educational episode on what the fuck is human design. If you are new here, welcome. This is a great episode to start with us because we are a podcast mainly focused on human design. This particular podcast, we're going to be diving into aspects of human design, what human design is, how to use human design in your life. This is actually almost 2 years since we've had this podcast. So if you've been around with us for a while, welcome. We have grown, we have shifted, we have changed. If you also decide, hey, I really like these girls, I like this episode, what else do you got? I just want to let you know, we also do bi-weekly transit updates through the lens of human design, astrology, and tarot. So go ahead and check out those episodes as well. And what else? We also do interviews. People that we see that are living their design, we love getting them on here so that we can chat with them about their life. I think it's really important to see how people are living out their design so you can see in relation to yourself. So I'm going to stop talking for a second. Leah?
I love all of our different types of things that we do because it's fun to have like a discussion with real life people so that you can like understand even people that aren't really super familiar with human design. You can see what they're doing in their life and how it's actually playing out. So they're not like fitting into some sort of specific box there. You can describe to them, oh my gosh, in your chart, this is what it looks like. And this is the thing that you're doing. And then they can kind of continue to live in that way or, you know, find a new direction for themselves. And I think that's what's really cool about all of the things that we do.
Yeah. I think that human design really validates and gives confirmation on the person you already are. So if you get nothing out of this episode today, that's what human design is. It's really just your permission slip to self. That's it. When you were born and you took your first breath, the stars aligned in a certain pattern that is then in congruence to your inner workings. This is really human design to me is where science and spirituality meet.
Really?
If I were to put that in a nutshell, when people are like, well, what does it entail? It's really where science and spirituality meet. It's really the best of both worlds. And when people say that human design is not a spiritual system, I'm going to invite you to go to the Kabbalah website and just take a look around. The human design system, the biggest aspect, the body graph itself is the Kabbalah Tree of Life. I actually worked and was a student of the Kabbalah Center for 3.5 years. So I know the depth of this system through the Kabbalah Tree of Life. And there is no way that this system does not incorporate spirituality in some way because we are actually spiritual beings living out a human experience. That's what we are. And so human design really shares the way in which you do that, the why and the how. Human design is a system and a tool. It is the science of differentiation. It literally shows you how to be a unique individual and how you are a unique individual in this world. So I actually have a question for you before we kind of like dive in a little bit more of what human design is. I wanted to ask you, what is human design to you, Leah?
Oh, to me? Gosh, it's definitely a permission slip. It's given me a chance to see what wasn't working and how I was working in ways that weren't in alignment for my energy. And I knew it at the time, but I wasn't allowing myself to live that way. So it allowed me to let go of things that weren't working anymore. To really see how my energy works, because as a projector, it's very specific and unique for me, based on my chart, my design, and all of my specific things. So every projector and every type is different. But it's given me a chance to see myself in a way that I never did before, because I thought I was somebody else and something else, and I was pretending and really working really hard to be like that, but it was burning me out. And I didn't realize that at the time, because I was just pushing through it constantly. Every single month I was like pushing through. And now it's given me a chance to really, and also it's given me a chance to like see my relationships in a new light, see mm-hmm. other people for who they are, and my family, my friends, to be able to see them for who they are, so that like as my projector self, I'm able to help guide them mm-hmm. in different ways, because that's what I'm here to do. And with guilt motivation, I'm very much a person who wants people to, I want to help people through things. I've always been like the fixer of the family, the glue of the family. And that was kind of a theme for me, but I never really, you know, I couldn't see it. And it's given me a chance to see that and to be able to help guide others and use my energy in the correct ways.
Yeah. I think that's one of the main focuses of human design is how to use your energy correctly, mm-hmm. not what society has placed upon us, not what our parents have placed upon us, not mm-hmm. what conditioning, if you're like, what is conditioning? Conditioning is energy you received from your outside world that gets kind of like distorted in a lot of your open undefined centers, but also your defined centers. I think that's something that a lot of people don't talk about. And that's something that we have actually a special offer that, so stick around. We have a special offer that we'll be sharing throughout a part of this episode. And it's going to help you really understand a lot of the intricate details of human design that nobody talks about. And I have found human design, I actually had a little message from my higher self recently. Some of you might know that have been listening for a while. I went through a bit of a dark period in July. A lot of stuff happened to me. And the message that I received was that human design has saved my life. And I feel like that was like when I like heard that message in my head, I was like, oh, I was like, that is I feel like a bold statement. To like say this system really like saved me, but I'm a 1-3 sacral generator. You know, almost 70% of the population are generator types, whether generators such as myself or manifesting generators. We fit into the generator category because anybody that has a defined sacral, you're automatically a generator. I also want to invite you guys that if you're listening or even if you're watching us on YouTube, hi, hello, how are you? If you're watching us or listening to us, go ahead and pull up your human design chart. If you don't know how to get a human design chart, we're going to invite you to go to geneticmatrix.com. That is the one that we love. I also found a really brilliant app that I do want to mention on here. Also, we do have an affiliate for Genetic Matrix. I do not have anything for the next one I'm going to talk about, but it's called Neutrino Design. Let me make sure I have that right. Yes, Neutrino Design. I don't know why. There's too many apps out here now for human design that I'm like, wait, because I have like almost all of them. But I will tell you the two systems that I like the best are Genetic Matrix, their calculator, because I like the visual, how they have everything on the side mm-hmm. and everything just kind of like fits in one place. I also love Genetic Matrix because you can pull up, I don't know how many types of charts, and you can also pull up your astrology and your human design chart together. Mm-hmm. And as you know, we are a podcast that discusses human design and astrology. And I believe that when you combine human design and astrology together, you really get an understanding of the storyline of self, as well as the how to work with that energy. And that's what human design shows you, how to work with your energy, as Leah was just talking about. And I think it's a really important point to make with projectors is that you are not here to learn about the self. And I know this can be like really hard for people to honestly like conceptualize and like really like sit with, because it's like you always get that conditioning of you should know yourself, right?
Right.
You should figure out who you are so then you know what to do. But it's actually quite the opposite for the projector, because you have to see how the aura works. That's what human design also explains, how the aura moves in this material plane. And the projector aura is absorbing the other person's energy. Mm-hmm. So there's no inward focus, right? There's nothing to look at internally as a projector. And that's one of the biggest things that the founder of human design, Ra'uruhu, and we'll talk about him in just a second, Ra'uruhu said, is that the projector really needs to learn about the other, and it is through the other that you know yourself. If you really want to know who you are as a projector, you look at the relationships. That's why I really love that you also brought that up, Leah. You look at the relationships that are in your environment. Who are your closest people? And what are they almost like, what are you absorbing from them?
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about, I guess, let me tell you, I guess I said that human design saved my life, but let me just tell you like what human design means to me. And then we'll kind of start diving into a few things about human design. So human design means to me that I can just be my fucking self. I mean, let's get like really simple about this. The generator is actually here to know themselves. So if you are a generator living out your life, you are a generator in business, you are a generator in your work, you're a generator in your relationships. It's how are these relationships, your career, your job, your work, what are they doing for you? The generator really needs to be quite honest, a little bit selfish to actually live out its design, because it's like, what are all these things doing for me? How have they fulfilled me? How have they satisfied me? Everything that we put out, this is also a business, the Human Design and Astral Club, if you didn't know. All of the work that we put out, all of the classes, all of our, like even our variable intensive, it's all things that I wish I would have had. All things that I wish I do have. So I create them for myself so that I can then help other people with them, with what they're doing. Because I'm desire motivation. I'm here to lead people to a more successful life. That's what I do. And so together, Leah and I help you live a life of your dreams through figuring out what's working and what's not working in your life. We give you frameworks. We give you in-depth understanding of how to live out the life of your dreams. And so one of the things that I do want to say here, I'm going to mention it right now because I think it feels important. We are actually on the 13th. So you guys are getting this on Monday, the 14th, but you'll have a full week to pick up this offer at a very, very, very affordable price. I mean, the amount of material you're going to get for this offer is deep, is I guess what mm-hmm. I can say. So, and this is actually our baby because it was the first offer, the first digital product we ever created 2 years ago when we started the Human Design and Astral Club. So I actually have a very, I don't know, a deep place in my heart with this offer, but we created the user manual to your true self. Maybe you picked it up. Now, if you did pick it up at some point before this, you actually are getting it, the update for free. And we actually have a bonus guide on emotional support. As I said, I went through a bit of a dark period in July with another emotional that is going through a little bit of a, I guess we could say, a health crisis. And it brought me to my knees, and I would have never been able to stand back up if it wasn't for understanding the way the solar plexus actually works. I have a completely open solar plexus, so I don't handle emotions well. I have been taken under many, many times through emotions, through emotionals. And I allowed myself for the first time in a long time to feel how much pain I was experiencing from the thought of losing this individual. And I'm still in a waiting pattern with them as they're going through more testing. And so I actually talked to them yesterday and I told them, you inspired me to make this emotional support guide because I think more people need a better understanding of the way the solar plexus works. That's what this guide explains. All the mechanics of the solar plexus, it explains all of the wave patterns. It explains the way emotionals work and some things you've never heard about emotionals and also non-emotionals and the way we can also work together with each other because approximately 53% of the population are emotionals. Mm-hmm. So you dominate us. Leah and I are both non-emotionals. So we like to keep things fun. We don't want to feel the deep feels. Feelings are yucky, I like to say, for non-emotionals. So we really wanted to create one, the user manual to your true self to explain the intricate details and the depth of the language of human design, ways you can work with the key terms of human design, how they look in the human design body graph. People don't even know where they're placed. And I want to also express, Google is not your friend for human design. I'm not saying this to get you to buy from us. I really want to tell you this because I've Googled stuff and there's a lot of incorrect information and there's no way to tell you which is correct and which is not correct. Everything that we create for the Human Design and Astro Club is actually from source material and lived experience and from the thousands of readings I've done. We've done intensive classes together. This is all information that we've been collecting for me 6+ years, for Leah 3 years. And it really just makes this user manual human design digestible. Simplify it. That's what this guide is here to do. And so I want to kind of like dive in a little bit more of what human design is, and then we'll go from there. So again, pull up your chart if you have it, and let's kind of like dive in and discuss what human design is. So as I said, human design is a system and it's also a tool, and it shows you really a roadmap of the way energy moves through your body. It helps assist you in removing conditioning, as we were just talking about earlier, from your outside world. It allows you to find your almost like self-acceptance, you know, as we said, the permission slip to self and self-love. It's when you can love yourself that you can actually unlock the door to your fullest potential. Okay. So it offers you insight on what helps you make decisions, better decisions. We all have an authority. We've been conditioned to ask other people what we should do. I don't know how many times I used to give my authority away to other people. Mm-hmm. Human design helps you understand the way you make decisions. Human design also shows you how you process emotions, as we were just talking about with the emotional support guide we've also created. Again, that is going to be a free bonus guide that you get with the user manual. Okay. So it also shows you the way you handle pressure. For us as undefined roots, we do not work well under pressure. We have been really trying to ask ourselves with the Human Design Astro Club as a business, how can we free up the energy in the way we do things? For me, I ask myself as a generator, which every generator should be asking this, whether they have a business, a job, or a career, how can I make the work I do more fun? It's all about the process for the generators because we are here to reach mastery. And so, especially for the pure generators such as myself, we literally have to put one foot in front of the other. And so if the generator is not enjoying the process to reach the mastery, you miss the whole fucking point. And a lot of times I say to myself, oh shit, I'm not having any fucking fun doing this. Yeah. And so a lot of times as a third line, when I say stuff like that, I'm like, is the bond breaking? It's also important to understand almost like the way you shine your light, the way your energy really works mentally and physically. And that's your profile. And so human design shows you that. It shows you the way you process intuition. It shows you the way you work with motivation, which, you know, only about, what is it, like 36% of the population are actually defined hearts. We are two of the five, just kidding, out there, which also, that was a big game changer for me when I found out that I was a defined heart, because defined hearts, and I love doing readings for defined hearts because I tell them, and I love watching it on their face when I say this to them, you need commitment. And then they go, oh. It's like they get a sigh of relief because we live in a world where the majority of the population are open undefined hearts and they don't work well with commitment. Right. Commitment shifts and changes for them, which it can shift and change for us too. And it's also the acceptance of sometimes this commitment is no longer working for me. And we do have to end that commitment in some way. But is it through your authority that you were ending the commitment is the question to ask. And are you allowing yourself to commit to the right things? What would you say about that, Leah? Because that is literally part of your authority. Leah has the channel of surrender as her authority. And I think it's also, I want to also stress, it's very important for you to understand the mechanics of the way your authority operates through the channel or channels that create your authority.
Yeah, I mean, I would just have to say, like, it's given me a chance to understand my commitment level and then give others grace, because there are so many more undefined hearts in our world that, like, as committed as I'm going to be, it's like releasing them from committing to things or helping them actually commit to stuff that really matters instead of like, you must commit to everything that I commit to because I said so. It's more like, I'm committing to this, but if you're not in it, then I can't give more than you're going to give back. And to kind of let that go, having a defined spleen helps too, because I don't hang on to things as long. There's a lot of difference. There's a lot of different things going on there. There's nuance to that. Yeah, because of the, you know, whatever is going on in your chart. I have a lot of other things that are coming to mind as I'm saying that. But it's more like, am I committing to stuff even for myself? Like, am I committing to this because I feel like it's something that is going to bring me success? Am I going to feel recognized in those things that I'm doing? Or am I committing to it because someone else said they wanted to commit to it and now I'm stuck here, instead of like understanding if that was correct or not?
Yeah. I think human design gives you a framework of the way you, one, conduct yourself, the way you can conduct yourself, and the proper questions to really ask yourself.
Yeah.
As a generator, me asking myself, is this fun? Do I get joy and pleasure out of this? There's a framework within the constructs of your aura for a projector asking, do I feel successful in this endeavor? Do I feel recognized by the people I am working with or that are asking or inviting me? Because that's what you're here to do, get an invitation, right? As projector, do I feel recognized through that invitation? For a manifestor asking themselves, how do I want to make an impact? How am I making an impact? Is what I am doing impactful? Those are the questions a manifestor should be asking themselves. And reflectors should be asking myself, is my environment healthy? Are the people that are surrounding me actually giving me surprise and delight within the world that I live in? Or do I feel like depleted? Do I feel worn out? Like, the reflector really needs to be nourished and cared for. And if you're and that's through your environment, that's through the people in your environment, that's through the health of, you know, even the grounds you live on. Like, there's so much depth to that for reflectors that I don't think there's not enough information about reflectors. I love working and talking to reflectors because they always surprise and delight me. I have a reflector body. So that's a question for a reflector to be asking themselves, and like really allowing reflectors, I don't think they allow themselves sometimes to do this enough, really allowing yourself to sample for a period of time. Like, you really do have to go through a full moon cycle 28 days, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you guys a little secret for reflectors. If any of you are listening, I feel like maybe we have one. I don't know. There's not a lot out there. It's about 1% of the population are reflectors. But I really feel like reflectors need to be asking themselves, do I feel from the beginning of a new moon cycle to the end of that full moon? So for example, we have new moon happening, what is it, on Wednesday, new moon Leo, right? As we're recording this. So if you're watching the replay from months past, this is just when the time frame of when we're recording this. So for example, a reflector would be asking themselves, the next new moon for us, it's going to be Leo. What do I want to plant for the next 6 months? What do I want to be surprised and delighted by for the next 6 months? And then wait till you get to the full moon and really be tracking every 2.5 days. What is the sign of the moon? Throughout every day, 2 to 3 times a day, the moon actually changes gates. How do you feel in that period of time as well? You know, like really asking yourself these questions so that you can like consult your authority. We don't allow ourselves to consult our inner workings like ever. We just keep going and going and going and going. Mm-hmm. And so these are the questions for each of the types to be asking. And for manifesting generators, similar to generators, like, is this giving me pleasure, joy? Do I have even the desire to do this? But I think for manifesting generators, it's that allowance of, I can let this go now. This is no longer providing me joy, or I can have more than one thing that provides joy for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because manifesting generators have been conditioned to not allow themselves to be doing more than one thing.
Yeah. Maybe. They're always like, start one thing, finish that thing. That's the way it's supposed to go, you know, one after the other. Yeah.
But sometimes the desire leaves. Mm-hmm. The joy leaves. The pleasure leaves. That's something that I've realized for myself too as a pure generator. Oftentimes when the generator masters something, they're done with it. I realized, like, I feel like for me, I did hair and makeup for 14 years too long. And it stopped providing the joy for a period of time because I was really there to master self-love. I'm a vessel of love. And I went into that career unknowingly to master self-love. And once I realized, and it was human design that really completed that cycle for me, I was like, I'm done. I can no longer do this. I've had people, because I still have scissors tattooed on me. And when I go out, you know, like my hair is done, my makeup's done or whatever. And then they see the scissors. They're like, oh, are you a hairstylist? Yeah. Oh, can I get a card? Absolutely fucking not.
Nope.
No. Would you ever be open to coming to my... Nope. Mm-mm. You hear that, generators? Nope. Mm-mm. Like really listening, generators, listen to those sacral sounds. They're not always going to be sometimes there's a lot of nuance to that. And I think that's also something that Rod didn't really be able to get into. One, he was a manifester. So it's like the other types can see how, especially for like a manifestor or projector or reflector, seeing how the generators are living out of alignment, because we are one of the most fucked up types. I'm just going to say it because we're the majority. And you have to contemplate for a second, if the generator types were living in alignment, the world would be a much different place. So it's really, if we could free the generators, we could free the rest of us. And that's actually one of my missions. And the reason why I have Journey Through HG and the Human Design and Astral Club with Leah, because I really want to free the generator so we can upgrade this planet. If everybody was living at the highest caliber of their energy, we could actually live a fulfilled life. So that's what we're here to do. As I keep saying, we're here to show you how to live a more fulfilled life. We've figured out a lot of what works and what doesn't work through both of our types. And we've come together to make this easier for you. And because we both have the channel of surrender, the design of a transmitter, which actually Ra Uruhu also had, we take this dense information, human design, all the key terms of human design, and we give you almost like as if we're explaining it to a child. We make it so condensed and simplified so that you can actually use it in your life. And that's what the user manual is here for. It's here to show you what those key terms are and then how you can apply it to your life. So what else do I want to say about this? So it also shows your expression. It shows you the way you manifest. We all manifest in some way. We are not manifestors. They are the ones that really create the impact to, you know, manifest the big things. Like they are the starters. They are the first one in the race, right? But we all manifest. We all create. This world is a manifestation, right? Mm-hmm. So we all do it in some sort of way, but our way is going to be different and maybe not as, you know, quick as a manifestor. Someone for myself that has an open throat, I really do need the help of the defined throats, especially the manifestors or the manifesting generators, to actually bring in what I'm trying to generate, because that's what I say the generators do. We generate. We don't manifest, okay? What I want to generate, and they help me manifest it. We are here to help each other, and we don't realize how we can work with each other. And the user manual can also show you how you can understand the other types so you can work with them too. And so human design is here to show you how to, one, be an individual, to realize that we are not all created to fit into this one size fits all box. We have been conditioned to all be homogenized and to kind of like shrink our energy. And human design shows you how to like break out of that fucking box.
Yeah, expand it.
Expand your energy. So we all have certain mechanics that assist us in making better decisions through our bodies, as we just said. Human design really gets you out of the mind and puts you back into the body. It really gives you an objective viewpoint on who you are. Because we are emotionals ourselves, not us, but those that are listening to this, a lot of you are emotionals, or we have been conditioned by emotionals, right? And so we've been conditioned to almost like shrink into the elements of, this emotional field that we really live in. Mm-hmm. And it's really about realizing I can be more. So this system was downloaded, as we keep talking about him, by a man named Ra Uruhu. In 1987, he heard what he referred to as a voice. Take that for what you want. Okay. You could also, I invite you, go to YouTube and look up Ra Uruhu explaining the voice. It's a very long, I watched the whole thing. Just want to let you guys know. It's very long. Ra goes on rants. If you ever heard any of his lectures, I eat them up. Like, I love hearing Ra because he bridges my splits. But go look and watch the YouTube video where he explains about the voice. I find that very interesting. He's like sitting by a tree and he just like goes on this whole rant. I really enjoy it. But so he downloaded this voice and he had to work for 8 days. Okay. And he basically brought all of these other modalities and systems like astrology, the chakra system, the Kabbalah Tree of Life, the I Ching. Also, human design incorporates our biochemistry, our genetics, and quantum physics. And it all comes together into this really nice, neat box. Human design is a synthesis of these other systems. Okay. And again, it shows you how to differentiate. So this system is much more than the sum of its parts. It is a system where all parts interlock together, as I was just saying, and explain how to understand the holistic quantum version of you. What I really love about human design is it explains not only the conscious side of you, which a lot of a lot of other personality systems, okay? They're really showing you the conscious side of you, which is astrology in human design, is the conscious side of you. And that's evolving. That's fluid. That can move and shape and morph. But what I love about human design is it shows you not only the conscious side of you, but the unconscious side of you. And the unconscious side of you was created 88 days before you were born. And it's a very fixed nature of who you are. There's no movement on the unconscious side. And I like to know, I want to say, what doesn't move? What can I really work with? It's almost like when you can lean into the unconscious parts of you, they will actually support you into the evolution of the conscious. What would you say about that, Leah? I see you nod.
I mean, I totally agree. Like when I learned about the difference between the conscious and the unconscious, I was like, wow, there's so many different things about myself that I didn't realize were there. Like they, like the way that other people see you, right? Like if there's more to it than how I navigate through the world, but how other people see me. And I was like, wow, there's so many different like little things that I do that are explained through that unconscious side of me that like I just naturally do. Like these are all just things that we naturally do. And other people can point out, oh yeah, you do that. And you're like, oh, really? And then you can just kind of embrace that and take it as like, this is me and this is who I am. And now I can accept myself for that instead of trying to resist being who you are. Like you said at the beginning, like human design gave you the chance to be you. And that's what it does.
Yeah. If you get nothing out of this episode today, that's what human design is here to show you, just how to be you. Mm-hmm. That's it. It's very simple. People are like, well, what do I do with that? Live your true self. Stop doing things, all the shoulds, the woulds, coulds, remove all of those parts. What's left after that? It really helps you just like pull the film back.
Yeah.
And the illusion. After working at the Kabbalah Center and being a student there, one of the big things that I took home from them was that we only see 1% of what is actually happening in this world. If we could mm-hmm. see the 99%, we would maybe not have the free will to make the choices to fuck up, to learn. That's the whole purpose of being here, is mm-hmm. to live out this human experience. And so human design kind of allows you. And one of the things I was actually watching one of an old Kabbalah class not too long ago. And he said, you know, the Kabbalah tree of life really shows you almost like the ladder in which you're going to climb to reach your highest version of self, but not the actual parts. I was like, you don't know about human design, do you? Because human design will show you your unique roadmap to climbing the ladder of the tree of life. This is a game, guys. This is a fucking game. Okay. I'm power view. So this is the way that I see the fucking world. Okay. This is a fucking assimilation. This is a game we live in. And human design actually shows you all of the ways that you can move up to reach the heart. The heart is actually called in Kabbalah Tiferet. Tiferet. And that it means beauty. At the core of love is beauty. We are all beautiful. Like if you think about it, think about someone that isn't the norm of what beauty is. Okay. Just we've all seen that one person that like people are like, well, they're not actually that pretty, or you know, like where they try, but they shine so fucking bright because we are all connected. We are all one. And at the core of love is beauty. So when somebody is living out their true self, you see the beauty shining from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is what human design gifts you, is the opportunity to climb the ladder of the tree of life to reach Tiferet. To reach beauty, because it's already there inside of us. It's an unbecoming human design does for you. It's an unfolding that human design does for you. It helps you remove the layers so you can get to the core of beauty, get to the core of love. That's it. We're done. We're done. Close shop. Just kidding.
Mic drop. See you later.
Now everybody knows what you need to do, right? We don't need to do anything else. Just kidding. But yeah, that's the whole fucking point. But I do want to just briefly run through some of the layers of human design so that you can know what you're in for. We also, if you didn't know, so we do have a free guide called Tips and Tricks to Using Your Strategy and Authority. And we actually just updated it recently. So if you have actually picked it up in the past, go get the update if you would like. And then go pick up the user manual after that. We do have, I do want to mention that if you are on our email list, this is also an invitation to get on our email list if you aren't already on it. If you are on our email list, we have provided during the Kazimi that was on Sunday, a special discount code to pick up the original price of this guide and to get the bonus emotional support guide for free. Now, if you would like to get on our email list right now, we will be providing this special offer one more time because you'll have 1 week to pick this up for this special price. So if you would love to pick up the user manual, go ahead right now, go to the show notes down below, get on our email list, and you'll be able to get the special offer at some point throughout the week. We will send it again. So this way, if you're not on it now, this is an opportunity to get on it. Now, if you've listened to this in the past, then obviously this offer has expired, but we do love to give our email subscribers bonuses. So jump on our email list no matter what, because you never know, one, what we're offering. You never know what discounts we're giving. You never know what's special. We also give education. We have the program breakdown now on our email list. So if you would like to pick up a transit update and actually understand the gates, the channels, the deeper aspects of astrology that's running through each week, pick up the program breakdown. So definitely a reason to get on our email list because we're constantly providing and supporting you guys. That's what the Human Design and Astral Club is here to do, to support you in living your truth, support you in living the best life that you would like to live. So. Hi there. We wanted to share with you more ways to connect with us and our free and paid resources and offers that will help you elevate your life and begin to tap into your fullest potential to live out your dreams. First up, we have created a free Tips and Tricks to Understanding Your Strategy and Authority and a free crash course on the transits that you can find in our beginner's path on our website in the show notes down below. And if you're ready to get a deeper understanding of the human design language and how to apply this to your very own chart, check out our user manual to your true self. And if you've been studying human design for a while and ready to lift up the hood of your vehicle and take a peek inside to better understand your process, we have created a mini variables class on the four radical transformations. Now, we do not have view or motivation available to purchase, but we have recently developed a kick-ass variable intensive called the Color Code Variable Intensive. That is a 5-week journey through the Radical Four Transformations. And because our last round went so well that I can't even put into words, I can't even describe, but we are doing it again this fall. So please make sure you are subscribed to our email list because early bird enrollment is about to be made available. And lastly, if you are interested in one-on-ones with me, Crystal, then check out my readings on our website down below to snag one of my reading spots or email us the word waitlist to be added to the next available openings as I get booked up very quickly. And everything else that you might be interested in, you can find on our website, humandesignastro.com. And don't forget to check out our YouTube channel for some prime education. Now let's go listen to the rest of this captivating episode. So let's just go briefly over, would you like to share what the four energy types are? And then there's one hybrid, as we already been discussing them, but let's just do a run through of them.
Yeah. So there's four main energy types, one hybrid, as Crystal said. The first is a manifestor, and they're here to inform. And the second is generator, and they're here to
respond.
Why am I losing my
Wait
brains?
To respond.
That's wait okay. to respond. And the same for the manifesting generator is wait to respond. And then for the projector, they are here to wait to be invited. And for the reflector, they are to wait a lunar cycle, which you mentioned before.
Yeah, approximately 28 days.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to get real crazy, reflectors do a full cycle from new moon to full moon. Yeah. For like the big things, like if you want to understand your inner pattern, because there's an inner pattern in where you have what's called hanging gates. I look at hanging gates as almost like a hand that's reaching out to the other side to connect. Okay. Yep. And this is something that we explain in the user manual also, if you didn't know. And so really understanding the way your hanging gates work with the cycles of the transits, because as you know, the energy shifts and changes, each gate travels through a different planet. So it's important for reflectors to really look at how are the cosmos moving me? Because they're moving you to a bigger purpose.
Yeah, so. And like constantly. So it's cool to see like the full spectrum of that, like either the 28 days or the full moon cycle. Like, what is it that's, what are you experiencing? Because you can, and that, I think that helps. That's what we love the transits for, is it helps you learn about the gates and channels. It helps you learn about each specific thing, which is a whole other topic, but.
Yeah, if you really, no, but that's a good point to bring up. If you really want to learn about the gates and channels and the way the human design system actually works, watch the fucking transits. And if you don't understand how to watch them, go check out our program recap episodes, mm-hmm. because that we actually explain how to utilize the transits to make your week successful.
Yeah.
And then the program breakdown in our email gives it to you in segments and then gives you the deeper layers of it, like the gates and channels that we're not going to talk about on here, because yep. we'll be here for a lifetime. As Forever. You can tell, I have a lot to say about human design. So. So those are the four energies, and the manifesting generator is the hybrid. They're a combination of manifester and generator. I like to say that manifesting generators are generators with manifesting qualities. Once they respond, once a manifesting generator responds, they can make shit happen like that. Mm-hmm. They can mm-hmm. take a lot of those thoughts that they've been marinating on, and once something in their environment, because it's very important for a generator type to realize you need something to respond to. Your thoughts are nothing to respond to. Okay. Oh, that's a good idea. And then I actually say this, generators, I'm going to give you a phrase to say, wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice if this idea that I have circulating in my mind, because the mind does not make decisions. Okay. That's what human design really teaches you, that the mind does not make decisions. It really shows you like, oh, that's a wonderful thought. Now show me.
Yeah.
Show me. I want to experience it is what I say. Show mm-hmm. me so I can respond. Mm-hmm. Okay. So generators, we have been fed manifestor fucking propaganda. Okay. I fucking hate it. I'll give you a perfect example of this real quick. I used to do hair and makeup professionally. Okay. Now I used to bounce around from time to time to different salons. And so I had to rebuild my book. Right. And so I would have some of the managers or owners of these salons saying, why don't you take your cards and go out and start like telling people, to come to the salon to get a haircut from you. And every single fucking time this would happen to me, I would feel in my gut this restriction. And mm-hmm. I'd go, oh, no, 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 that's not right. And then, but at the time, I didn't know human design, and I would force myself, because that's what we do as generator types, force ourselves to initiate. We've been conditioned to initiate and try to get people to come to the salon. If you want to work within your energy, you learn about human design. If you want to learn how to be successful. Now, if somebody would have told me, why don't you just let people know about what you do? And then they make a decision if they want to get their hair done by you or not. Instead of me going, hey, here's my card. I have spots in my book. Come tomorrow and get a haircut. No one's going to fucking get a haircut from me if I say things like that. If I just go up to, if I just start talking about hair and makeup, or I actually present myself as a hairstylist and allow people to then ask me, we need as generators, people to ask us the right yes or no questions to respond, not tell them, hey, come get a haircut from me. You'll love it. No one's going to fucking do that shit. Okay. Never worked. It was always best when I was just excited about what I'm doing. If you're a generator type, be excited about the work you do, and people will naturally gravitate to you because the sacral is actually a magnet. Okay. We have been conditioned to do work harder and not smarter. I like to say, I get more by doing less.
Yeah.
I really do. Projectors should use that too.
Yeah. I can relate to the manifestor forcing way of, like, I was in network marketing. So everyone was like, go out and invite as many people as you can. I would invite hundreds of people, write hundreds of names down, and get nothing because I was going out and inviting cold invites, which would be like a cold message, you know, those spammy messages you get in your inbox. I go, hey, look girl. At them now and I'm like, hey, girl, I look at them now. I'm like so embarrassed that, like, that's what I used to do. And like, it was just part of the thing that I was doing. So I thought it was right. I thought it was going to be fine. And it was consistently showing me, just do what you are doing and help guide other people with the process that you were working on, what was working for me, and how can I share my experience with other people instead
how,
of
how have, like, you been successful
and how have I been successful? And those posts and those kind of stories and that kind of stuff was helpful occasionally, if I phrased it in the correct way, instead of like, I've got 10 spots left and DM me. And it's like, no, nobody's going to do that.
We really do need, as each of our energy types, to reframe our phrases and our messaging. And that's one thing that I actually started working with a bunch of different energy types. I have a package that I do reading, just so you guys know, if you didn't know. And that's one of the things I actually love doing, is helping people with their branding and messaging through their energy types. Because once you start speaking through your aura, shit happens, man. Shit happens. And so there goes my little buzzer. That is what the user manual is going to help you do. Learn how to make shit happen for you. Okay. Now, before we end here, I do want to give you a brief breakdown of everything that entails in this manual so that you know what you're getting. I don't want any guessing for people. I don't want people to not get what they're looking for or what they want. So if this is something that you are interested in, you're like, you know what, I would love to hear from you ladies what you think about human design and how to apply this to myself. That's what this user manual is here for. So let's give you a little overview of what you'll be getting if you decide to pick up this manual. So as we just discussed, we'll be going through the energy types, we'll be going through your strategy, we'll be going through all of the authorities, okay, and how to work with that. If you want a little teaser, a little taste, go pick up our free guide on your strategy and authority so you can get a taste of what that looks like for you. We'll be talking about your signature, okay? We all have a signature. Each energy type has a signature. We'll be talking about your not self. We'll give you a lot of visuals. Leah is Market's environment, okay? So she has created a lot of visuals for you guys to really see how each place looks in the human design chart. So there's no guessing, okay? So there's a lot of visuals as well, and how and where to find them in your chart. And we also talk about all the centers. That's one of the biggest ones, because I think there's a lot of misinformation about the centers out there. I think there's a lot of ways of not, there's no application. So you can use what we say about each center and how to apply it to you if you have an open or undefined center as well. We talk about each of them in detail. And then we also talk about the not self themes. Each not self theme through our open undefined centers speaks through a voice. We call our centers these inner voices. And so we give you examples of what that inner dialogue might be for you. We also go through a breakdown of the profiles, as we were just talking about, the way we shine our light, the way we operate, the way our mental mechanics work, the way our physical mechanics work, and then the way that they come together, right? I like to say that your energy, your aura is almost like a bowl of ice cream, okay? And that your profile is like the flavor that's on top of that ice cream. And the way people see you as, and the way you see yourself as, right? So I'm a 1-3. So I have, you know, like cherries and nuts on top of my profile. And so we talk about what the profile is. We talk about what a gate is, what a hanging gate is, what a channel is, what the unconscious body means, what the conscious mind means, what does the design date mean? What does conditioning mean? More about, I give actually, this is something that I would want to get if I were you. I created a cheat sheet to the Kabbalah Tree of Life. And mm-hmm. I actually explain what each of, those spheres, they're called spheres. If you look at, it's called the 10 Sfirot. Okay. If you look at the spheres, what are the names of the spheres. And I actually eventually, and I know we did this in our cosmic community, I would love to do a basic class on what Kabbalah is. So if that's something that you're interested in, you can send me an email or a DM and let me know, and maybe that'll motivate me to do it sooner. We also talk about the true self. We talk about definition, which is something that I don't think enough people talk about. There's no definition. There's single definition, split definition, triple split definition, quadruple split definition. We talk about all of them. Okay. And give you examples. Again, Leah created a lot of nice visuals. We talk about the incarnation cross. We talk about the magnetic monopole. There's a lot. Okay. So again, if you would like to pick up the special offer where you can get the original price, because we've added so much more now to the user manual, and again, plus the bonus guide on emotional support, where we actually talk about emotionals, non-emotionals, the mechanics of the solar plexus, you can pick that up for a very, very special price. Make sure you are on our email list. Go to the show notes down below, and we hope that this kind of provided you a little bit of inspiration to align to your design. That's what we're here to help you do, align to your design. What would you like to close out with, Leah?
I don't know. Thanks for being here and listening along. Let us know if you enjoyed this episode. You can also, if you're on YouTube, hit the like button, subscribe, the bell, leave us a comment, something that resonated for you. And yeah, we're here to help support you. And that's what the point of this episode was to be able to explain a little bit more in depth about what human design is and what it's done for us and how we've created more information for you to digest and understand it in a better way.
And if you would like to let us know, if you're on YouTube, because you can comment, let us know, what does human design mean to you?
Yeah.
We would love to know. I love hearing what human design means to other people. It kind of inspires me. Mm-hmm. So let us know, what does human design mean to you? And we do have a lot more educational episodes coming out. So please stick around. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast, subscribe to our YouTube channel, as Leah was just saying, and feel free to go check out our other educational episodes. You can scroll through the podcast. We also, if you want to go to our website, Leah has created in our market, made this a lot easier to figure out what the educational episodes are. So go to our website, also in the show notes down below, and you can check out an easier way to find out all of these podcast episodes. So we hope that you enjoyed this episode, and we will see you over on the next one.
Thanks for being here.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for tuning into today's episode of our podcast on the Human Design and Astro Club. We hope you have found the information insightful and useful. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving us a review and sharing it with your friends and family. We love to hear from our listeners, so feel free to reach out to us with any feedback, questions, or suggestions for future episodes. Until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next one.